Well, one of the things we talked about a little bit today, one of the earlier panels discussed briefly, was the GDPR. And a lot of people, most people in the room have heard about GDPR. I want to ask for a show of hands. I think it will be all of us. But there's a few misconceptions about GDPR, and I think it's really one of the most important things we have to deal with. First of all, the GDPR is a European Union regulation. Most of the rest of the world outside of the United States is moving towards that standard. We have new data privacy laws in California, also spreading across Asia. They are all trying to get adequacy decisions by the EU. Japan is either got it this summer or very close to getting it. So GDPR really is becoming a global standard outside of the United States, and it really is something we have to pay attention to. Another thing that you hear often when you talk about GDPR is that, well, it's new. We'll wait and see, you know, how things roll with it with respect to the enforcement actions. I was at a conference, data privacy conference in Budapest this June, where they had it's known as WG6 International Team, and we had a lot of the data privacy commissioners from Europe, as well as some folks from the European Union. From the Commission itself, we had a couple of their in-house lawyers. And they said two things of great interest, I think, to everyone in this room. First of all, they said substantively, nothing is new. It's been here for 20 years. It's part of the directive. What's changed is our ability to get you to pay more attention to us through the enforcement. And they said, so you've had not only us, we've had not only a year they are telling us to get ready for the actual GDPR, but we've had 20 years of practice under the regular GDPR. The other thing is that you don't have to wait for regulators to apply cases to this.